Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, after that lovely weekend of sunshine we've just had, it's back to reality with a bang this week. From one of the warmest days on Friday, we're going to see a sudden drop in temperatures this week. And there's even the possibility of frost and wintry showers in some parts of the country. So what is going on? Well, Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather is with us now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Claire.
We had a lovely weekend, a really lovely weekend, and it's great to get it. It feels like a bonus, doesn't it, at this time of the year. How unusual was it, though, for us to have those lovely temperatures, sunny conditions, clear skies?
Yeah, a bit unusual to get temperatures up to 25, even 26 degrees Friday and Saturday. But we have seen it before in September. We can often get a few days like that, especially near the start of September. But I think given how many days we wanted the warmth and the sunshine in summer, it kind of felt like a bonus. But that bonus, you know, it can happen from time to time, but not that common.
Now, things are on the change, though, aren't they? We're in for colder weather in the coming days.
Yes, the air mass that we had over us was coming from Eastern Europe, which is very warm. But now that low pressure system that was kind of steering that into us is going to pull away, and it's going to pull down much colder air from the north. So, you know, at this time of the year, it's cool up there. Obviously, it's not as cold as it will be in the winter, but it's going to make it feel bitterly cool compared to what we had, especially. So very breezy, and that northerly wind will have a wind chill impact as well. So by Wednesday and Thursday, temperatures, especially in the north, will be struggling to get above 10 or 11 degrees. Even further south, while it might get up to 14 degrees, it's going to feel like more like 7 or 8 degrees, even in the middle of the day. So it is going to feel bitterly cold. Now, there will be some good sunny spells, especially away from the north, where there's a risk of some heavy showers. And some of those could be thundery with a risk of hail. But, you know, it is going to be a bit of a shock to the system. I think people, you know, on Friday and Saturday might have been going back to the shorts or staying in the shorts. I think it'll be time for the big coat by Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, that's a huge change, isn't it? From 25, 26 down to feels like 7. Of course, the evenings are starting to draw in as well, Alan. And that contributes to the general feeling of things being a little colder.
It does. And even, you know, Sunday yesterday in some parts had a lot of cloud and dull mist, and people were kind of telling me that they were lighting fires, but it was still quite warm, you know. But it can really feel cooler when you have the dull grey days. So when you get the shorter days and the dark nights, I think, you know, by Thursday night especially, it's going to feel bitterly cold. So I hope people who got their chimneys swept and their boiler serviced, because I think they're about to all get kicked into action. And there is actually a risk of frost Thursday night. So the gardeners will want to be aware of that, because temperatures could drop down. So we could see air temperatures are 2 or 3 degrees. But a ground frost is possible on Thursday night.
Not just that, though. I mean, in the north, we could be looking at a couple of wintry showers. It seems bizarre to be even having this conversation after the weekend we've had. But wintry showers, are they on the cards too?
I don't. Maybe at the very highest peaks, Claire, really. I think the Scottish Highlands could well see a dusting. But I don't think there's many parts going to see the sleet or snow. But it's going to feel like cold enough for it to fall all right. And there has been quite a change in air mass to Europe as well. So, you know, many parts of Europe are very warm. This air mass is going to continue down into kind of middle central Europe. So there's forecasts of a good bit of snow to fall in the Alps this week. So it is going to be a big change. But the good news, Claire, is for those who don't like the cool weather, it is going to change back pretty quickly as well. So by Friday, we'll start to see a change. Now, Saturday, there's a risk of rain, but it will see much milder air come back again for, you know, Saturday, Sunday, and into next week.
Okay, now let's talk about the rain, because I know on your social media channels you have farmers on to you all the time looking for the few days of dry weather so they can get something done. What's happening with the rain?
So we have some rain coming down from the north this evening and tonight. Now, generally rainfall amounts, you know, many parts of the country will only be 1 or 2 millimetres, but it will be more than 5 millimetres in parts of Ulster. That rain will clear south then tomorrow, and some good sunny spells following. But then there's a risk of heavy showers on Wednesday, especially in northern areas. The problem really, Claire, is the farmers, you know, some of them want the rain because the grass growth, especially around here in the southeast and the east, has been very poor. There's actually been a lack of rain. But then because of such a wet spring, the crops were very late to go in. So there's a lot of crops still to be harvested. Now, I know there was a lot of combines active at the weekend, and in the northwest in particular, where it's been very wet, they're looking for a good dry spell to try and get the spring crops harvested. So it's probably not going to suit either of them too well in terms of the showers, and the risk of rain will cause problems for the moisture for the tillage farmers. And then not enough rain really around here to get the grass growing.
Well, the forecasters are never going to be able to keep everybody happy anyway, Alan. We know that, don't we? Long experience tells us that. The ploughing, though, is coming up, isn't it? Next week as well. And they had awful rain there last year. Now, we might just be a little bit too far out to say exactly what's going to happen, but how is it looking?
It's looking really good at the moment, actually. So at the moment, it does look like low pressure will bring in some rain over the weekend and possibly even on Monday. But all of the weather models show a very good chance. Now, as you say, it's a little bit far out to be confident. A good chance, though, of high pressure building back in for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So at the moment, I haven't started looking for my wellies just yet, Claire. So hopefully I won't need to go looking for them.
All right.
I didn't need them for EP up the road. So hopefully I won't need them for the ploughing.
All right. Hopefully not. Alan, thanks so much for taking us through all of that. That's Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. Now, coming up next, the Green Party leader will be with us here in the studio.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.